Open Line Thursday is brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067 is the number if you would like to contact us.
When CK said maybe, essentially said maybe there was a little hiccup, and that's why, you know, the Mendelsohn thing, that was my initial instinct, who knows, because I felt like, oh, she's coming on the show.
But that just canceled either
way. I know, but I felt like she's coming on the show in studio and the other shows in studio because she wants to do the victory lap, and then maybe there was some sort of little hold up, and Mendelsohn has got like this little leverage sometimes, and so there might be a little last second play.
Her whole staff is here.
Yeah.
Whole staff, except for her.
Yeah. Her whole entourage is here, but she's not.
Yeah, all the security detail.
Wait, okay. Wait for her to show.
Right. Maybe
like, there's like 15 people in the break room.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's still a possibility, from what I've heard, that she can be in studio.
1% or less.
Yes. What a nightmare. That
would be my guess.
I would say 0%.
What a nightmare job.
Cakes' brother sent us a text. Did you read it?
You
never read texts. I mean, he copied both of us. This was from his brother Mark. He goes, "You guys are being divas. I've never used that word before, but come on, it's the mayor. That job has possibly never been harder than this year."
Who sent that?
That's his brother.
Which
my
one?
My brother Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Mark
Zippin. No, you're damn right. We just have some self-respect. That's all. And it's.
Yeah, but we have guests on all the time that cancel and move around.
Yeah, we also sometimes we say no. No, thank you.
There's a weird.
Well, if Dan Quinn was supposed to be in studio and he canceled and said, "I want to do a call in," are we going to cancel?
All I know is.
It depends on the circumstance. But it depends on the circumstance.
The mayor.
You would never cancel Dan Quinn.
I mean, it depends. If I felt like he was being disrespectful.
There's a weird energy around the show right now with the mayor thing. Yeah. Mike Maher doesn't know whether he should go out and get food or not. There's a lot of mixed messages.
I'm going to say this. Mike Maher crumbled under the pressure.
He couldn't handle it.
He crumbled under the pressure because there were some conflicting, ideas.
He was a little flustered, but it's okay.
I definitely was flustered, but it just threw me because, you know, should I order a bunch of dozens, a couple of dozens? Sure, are we getting custom bagels? And then I called Bethesda Bagels. They didn't answer. So, you know, that's kind of a godsend just to not get it. And then it's also like, I got to edit audio and clips and stuff.
Yeah, you're busy. I understand.
All right. It's not your job to get food. Also thought, who cares? But that we were just getting it all from that diner. Bagels and the other stuff.
No, I think it was just Bethesda Bagels. But they don't want our business, I guess, today.
Right. Okay.
It's a weird last, like, third of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just letting the audience know.
Right.
Bring them behind the curtain.
Radio. Right, let's go. Open Line Thursday.
Let's go to Ahmad in Frederick. Yeah, so it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Ahmad, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, you guys got me dying this morning. It's all jokes, all comedy. But I'm listening to you guys talk about feeling disrespected that the mayor of a major city in the United States might have had to push y'all back 20-30 minutes because y'all day is important. Not the mayor of the capital of the United States. Nothing possibly could have came up, but your breakfast order was more important than anything that the mayor
breakfast
could be doing.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, Ahmad.
You are correct, Ahmad.
I think that your general sentiment is true. That is our reaction. Yes. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, y'all bosses, so I understand. But you know, you gotta give her a little slack. Now, if she would have canceled outright, that's disrespectful. But if they saying, you know, something might have came up, we need to call in, I think you got to be kind of accommodating in that situation.
Well, I actually think that's where I was more offended, because if something came up, then you don't even have time for a phone call.
Well, no, you might not have the time for the travel back and forth.
It's like a minute away.
Exactly.
It's a minute away. She get a police escort.
I don't know where she's coming from. I don't know where the mayor lives. I have no idea. Do we even know where the mayor lives? I don't know where she lives.
Good question, Kate.
I don't know where she lives. I have no idea.
Yeah, she is a Seton girl.
Is there like a mayor house or a mayor mansion that's not aware of?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because Mayor Barrett used to have his own crib.
I know where Daryl Pines, the president of the University of Maryland, lives. He lives in the same house that all of the presidents live in, but I don't know where the mayor of D.C. lives.
All right, I'm going to be so bold as to say,
not a mayoral house.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I think they have some sort of residence.
Oh, no.
Okay. I don't know.
They might pay for their residence, but I don't think they live
it's
in the same
house.
No. Who knows?
You know what? We'll never know because we're not going to talk to her.
There is no official residence.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sure like the city pays at least a portion of her nut every month, I would think.
I'm so not really, like, I didn't care either way. I just would do whatever's good for the show, I'll do. But I wasn't even thinking that there was going to be some sort of a victory lap today.
I honestly wasn't even.
Well, Mendelsohn's comments were
I thought she would come in and talk about the fact that the agreement has been reached and that hopefully the vote would come after the public hearings and that the ball's rolling on the stadium.
Yeah, I thought all of that.
It was big news yesterday.
I mean, I didn't think she's going to come in here and shoot out confetti cannons and have rose petals in front of her while she's walking. Right. I wasn't expecting that sort of entrance from the mayor.
Oh. Right. All right, let's go to...
I want to know where the mayor lives now. Now it's all I can think about.
Let's go to Amanda. Rested. Amanda, what's up?
Good morning, Junkies. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
What's up, Amanda?
Good. Thanks, guys. Long time listener. Went to a P1 book signing party, etc.
Very sweet. Can I ask a question? Cool. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
People aren't telling our listeners to say long time listener, right? They all just say it on their own. It's really...
No, I think they all say that themselves.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, Amanda,
it
nice. Which...
But it almost sounds like it's planted because everyone says it. It's so nice.
Amanda, which book party did you come to?
I think it's a dinner. The P1, remember I came and I saw you at Pacers PR in Clarendon.
Okay, nice.
And I came up there and then I brought my friend for the Christmas P1 book signing. Nice. Anyway, so, Drab, I was just catching up on the... earlier segment.
Drab is out of the studio, but
that's
you can
okay.
address
Valdez can sub in as Drab.
Valdez. He can
wants to ask about the wrestling.
That's fine. So he was at Little Mania, right?
Yes, he was.
My buddy was there on Tuesday, literally the same seating arrangement right there, and I don't know about how much detail I can go to on the radio, but that one video where there was a contender that sat on someone else's face, that happened. That was real. And I had no idea that there was such events taking place in Ashburn.
Neither did Jason.
I didn't either.
So hold on.
I mean, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know.
Can I ask you a question? Because I didn't track all of this. Did someone sit on someone's face, the same person that mooned them?
At the end of the night.
So he took his he mooned them and sat on their face?
You know, at the end.
It's more than just mooning. Mooning is just like a shy, like, you know, peek. You know?
Yeah. Amanda, I'll tell him what happened. At the end of the night, after the final match, somebody in the crowd paid hundreds of dollars to go into the ring to sit on their ass, to have some little person pull down their pants and sit on his face. Male on male.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Watch my story. Watch my last story. You'll see it.
Oh, my God.
I did. I just saw it while I was on hold, and I was like, I have to. So, yeah, that's real.
Wow.
By the way,
she
Cakes,
can't confirm.
Mayor Bowser, this is 2016. Yes. Her article lives in... she used to live in Riggs Park and then moved to Colonial Village near Rock Creek Park.
Okay. Now I know.
Now you know.
We're talking about a little moon. Little person mooning.
This is way more interesting. All right, hold on. So you put it on your story. All right. Is it one of the last ones?
It's the very last one. Yeah.
All right. This fast
rad t-shirt on Instagram.
I'm telling you, the lighting is blowing me away. All right. Hold on.
Yep.
This actually looks genius.
Professional production.
Hey, is it also a tiny ring? Or is it
scale to size.
Yeah. Right. All right. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's got kind of a big rump.
Oh my God.
He's the fridge.
He's a massive midget.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh my God.
How much would you have to get paid to do that?
Million?
That tells you a little bit about EB's attention span that he never got to that part of Trap's story.
Wildest night on record last night.
Well, I think.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank
you guys enjoy.
Thanks for the call.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you. Holy smokes! I didn't see that. Did you see that?
I saw that in person.
Did you see that?
His ass kind of looks like a moon. It has craters all over.
Dude, he has a BBL.
If the little person was like regular height, yeah, he'd be 500 pounds.
Right. So am I to assume that this is a person that enjoys that kind of thing? The guy, like,
oh, I think the guy in the Rocky outfit.
Yeah.
He was swept up in the moment.
Yeah.
So you don't think he's necessarily
he was drunk.
Like,
he was like pointing at me all
night. I guarantee he regrets it this morning when he sees that.
But he's got
gives him a story the rest of his life.
Is that always the closing move?
I think that's their closing bit. Yeah,
like every Thursday.
That's like their Wonderwall, their Oasis.
Yeah, you can't top that move.
But like you said, that was Rikishi's move.
Yeah,
I vaguely remember Rikishi from wrestling.
Unreal. That is unreal.
All right, got to take a break.
I might have to go.
Still scheduled to join us at 9 a.m., the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. She's set to be on the Jux at 9 a.m.